Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Waiting for the time to pass you by. Hope the winds of change will change your mind. I could give a thousand reasons why, and I know you, and you've got to make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up, we can stay forever young. Dipping on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that. All you have to do is stay a minute, just take your time. The clock is ticking, so stay. All you have to do is wait a second, your hands on mine. The clock is ticking, so stay.
Do it.
Miss Wave's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
I'm Kerry Hines, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. You know, I have I've thought about this for a while, and I wanted to be able to share with all of you guys, really, on what it's really been like to be in the thralls of what you're doing, and kind of like blocking everybody else out, if you will. And you kind of need that tunnel vision. You really do. You kind of need it because you've got to stay focused. You don't have time for a lot of the other ancillary distractions that will take you off your journey. And when you're called upon to do big things, well, you kind of got to get to it. And I feel that being the host of the Hair Radio Morning Show with my amazing crew has been a remarkable and almost predestined event or occurrence in my life. And so I'm so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful every day that you tune in. We put together a remarkable broadcast live for 3 hours daily. Who else cares that much in the hair business? Who? So I thank you. I thank our amazing fans from every corner of the planet Earth who tune in. We are local. We're right next door. And we're across the country. And we're around the world. So the next time you think about taking in the latest podcast, if you will, or just hanging out with the Hair Radio Morning Show, I think this will cross your mind. So, listen, Maggie Anderson is up next, and I'm Kerry Hines. I just want you to just keep it right here and stay tuned. We've got a lot more to go, folks.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my honor to bring back, after 6 or 7 long years, to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the one and only, let me just say this, she is the very first board-certified trichologist in the western part of the United States. Again, it's my honor to welcome back the one and only Dr. Linda Emerson. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show officially.
Good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me back. I am truly, truly honored to be back and to share some information with your listening audience with you.
Absolutely. Well, I've got to explain, because this is the craziest thing in the world. You've actually, our listeners are familiar with you because we've been running the last appearance on this show for almost 10 years. It's been a long time. And I said, it's got to be time to bring Dr. Linda Emerson back to the show. And your information has helped so many listeners around the world who've tuned into the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for just sharing your knowledge and taking the time to do so with our audience.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My pleasure.
Well, you did good. You did good. And I have to say, and one of my favorite things about this is we've been on, the Hair Radio Show's been on in different versions and variations for about 25 years. And the last version has been on for 6 years here on Blog Talk. However, you were on before that, technically. You were actually on before we even launched this show. And since we launched, we're up to about almost 550 shows. So that is just amazing. It's been a while since we've chatted. And even though I've been hearing your voice. So real good stuff. Well, listen, Dr. Emerson, let me go ahead and jump right on in. Because first of all, you are a trichologist and a very respected trichologist. You know, long before it's become fashionable for folks to just call themselves, per se, you know, a trichologist or, you know, being in the field of trichology, you truly, truly have been leading the charge on healthy hair care. But I want to talk about first, let's just, for the listeners who have no idea what trichology is, we have folks who are in the industry as well as who are not. And so, I'm sure, have questions. What is a trichologist? Share that with everybody.
Absolutely. The actual definition of a trichologist is an expert in hair loss and scalp disorder conditions. So we take hair science to a completely new level. So we're actually getting to the root of the problem microscopically, and we will look at a combination of internal and external factors. And there are so many contributing factors that may occur within an individual. That's why it's so important that it is a case-by-case basis. So I love what I do. This profession has really been very rewarding just to see the transformation which has occurred with men, women, and children.
That's right, because trichology can affect just about anybody.
Absolutely.
And as you said, and it's hard for us to really, I think the general public, I'll say, to really get a good understanding or wrap their brain around, because it's so, those factors are almost limitless, you know, I mean, or whatever that word, innumerable, there's so many. But what can you say to start folks out? Because I think it's important that we first recognize that we have to take our hair seriously. And by our, I mean everybody. I mean, you have to really be focused on doing, you know, taking good care of your hair. And what might that entail, Dr. Emerson?
Absolutely. Hair is a barometer of imbalances within the system. So when a person begins to see any type of physical changes with their hair, breakage, hair shedding, patchy alopecia, when it comes out in patches, these could be oval or round. If your hair texture changes, it becomes more brittle. If it becomes finer, if you just notice just a total change in your hair textures, these are indications that something is wrong. So hair is a barometer, and there could be, you know, for example, there could be a change in medication, which can influence the change in the hair. There could be dietary changes as far as different types of weight loss option. And it seems like every month, Carrie, there's a new weight loss
yes.
pill or product or procedure.
Or challenge, as we call it.
Or a challenge, yes. And people are always trying to lose weight. They want the quick fix instead of really finding out, well, what is really some of the main contributing causes for this weight gain? Is it poor food choices? Is it... And I'm going to say this, they love sugar. You know, we have consumers, they love sugar. So sugar in the metabolism, that can turn into unhealthy weight gain. So they're just different things, and it's a case-by-case basis. It could be another example could be lifestyle change. If there is someone who's going through a divorce or a separation, which can lead to depression, which can lead to, you know, other factors in that manner. Lack of exercise. You know, consumers, we need movement in your body. You need movement. So this helps with not only your physical health, but also your mental health. So movement, not only exercising, walking. Walking is one of the easiest and cost-effective ways of exercise. So if you put it into your routine at least 3 to 4, even 5 times per week, be consistent with that movement, and you will be surprised at how your body will respond to weight loss. Also, your joints will get used to being more mobile, and it helps with your digestive system. It's just very, very beneficial.
I love it. This is the kind of information that we need to get out to everybody. Dr. Emerson, would you be kind enough to share with everybody? Because a lot of what you were just saying, I was picturing in my head trying to match up the alopecias that kind of, you know, can result from some of these things. And I said, maybe just spend, you know, give us a couple of the top ones, because I know there's so many of those.
Yeah.
And there's some tongue twisters, so please take it away.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, so as you and I were talking about the traction alopecia.
My favorite.
Okay, your favorite. So that is definitely a very common disorder that I see. Now, with traction alopecia, that is excessive pulling of the hair, and it is most commonly from hairstyles and hair care practices.
That's right.
So many of you consumers, you love the braid style. You want to make sure that the person who's braiding your hair does not use excessive tension, especially around the outer perimeter of your hair. If you braid your own hair, make sure you're very conscientious of not using excessive tension. And then we have the weaves, and then we have the lace front. Those are other things that also can contribute to traction look-alike. So when I say look-alike with the lace front, many of you are using bonding glue. You're using the tape to keep that hair in place. And then we have other adhesives that are being used, which should not be used on the skin and on the outer perimeter. And Those types of ingredients can be very, very devastating to the outer perimeter as well. But back to the traction. So we have the weaves, and we have the braids, and then we have other types of hairstyles that cause a little bit of tension there so that the hair looks neat. But the number one thing I would like to emphasize is make sure that there is not excessive tension used in the outer perimeters. If you see any signs of pimples on your scalp, that is an indication that the hair is too tight with that particular hairstyle.
Why is it that we think, and I'm just saying from what I've observed, and even in my, got my own hair done, with braids and cornrows and all of that. But why is it that we desire, we feel that we want it to look like it's so, you know, all the way in our scalp, literally, like the more, the closer and the tighter it needs to feel that it's not, you know what I mean? It's not tight enough. If you don't feel it, that pressure, you know, so, and that is not necessarily a healthy thing at all to have that kind of thinking. So folks need to be aware of that, especially as you pointed out, and I love that, and that's the outer perimeter of the hair where it is your, yes, very, very sensitive to. Because, see, once that, and this is what happens because, and I think while we're on a subject, we probably need to speak to that, which is the hair loss, you know, where the edges, you know, is so critical. And so what are some things that we can tell and share with everybody that they can do long before there's ever a problem with their edges? Maybe what's the best way to always take care of your edges? And then for those who may have experienced some hair loss challenges there.
The main thing I would like to emphasize is stop being so focused on your image and consider the health of your hairline. You want to keep the integrity of your hair intact. And that is by not being so focused on the image. It has to be laid down. You know, a lot of people say, I've got to slay my hair. Yeah. Well, when you slay it, there's an excessive amount of processes, just to be, you know, using a common terminology that is very common that I see. So a lot of times also it could be the person who is either a professional or just a braider. A lot of times that's lack of their knowledge as far as proper hair care. They're more focused on the styling. The style looks good on their clients and other consumers. However, the health of their scalp and hair is not important to them.
And that has to be important to you, the client, or the customer, because it's got to be important to somebody if you plan on having hair.
Yes,
somebody has
absolutely.
To really, you know.
Yes.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Because my thing is also with the, you know, we're looking and these, we see all these wonderful images on TV, and as you said, we've been kind of focused on the imagery, not realizing that some of these styles may not be well suited for our textures. And that is really an important thing. Just because, you know, someone else has a style, it may not work for you. And that is really something that's very, very important to get across. Every style is not for everybody because everybody's hair is different, I think, you know, or might react differently or whatever. But, you know, so thank you for that on Trichology. I love that on Traction Alopecia, I should say, and Trichology and Understanding. I love it. Now, you know, you are located where, Dr. Emerson? Where are you based out of?
I am in Arlington, Texas.
Arlington, Texas. Now, Texas has been making a lot of the news in recent weeks and so forth, weather-wise. So first of all, how are you doing out there? And is there anything you could tell us about the folks of Texas and during these weather-troubled times?
Yes, Texas, oh my goodness, we had a winter storm that came in our area, and this is the first time that we've had below degrees that have impacted our entire state with it impacted us. So, personally speaking, it didn't take tree for like 2 days, and I did have water. I did light my fireplace. Yes, I had a fireplace, so I lit my fireplace. And I was able to, you know, sometimes you have to go into survival mode.
Right.
So I was able to heat my food in the fireplace. To have my hot meals, yes. Now I had some other food that was ready. I had some sandwiches and, you know, that I made, which was something quick. But I had made some homemade chili on that Sunday before everything was shut down. And I said, I want some chili on Monday. I said, how am I going to heat it up? I don't have any electricity. And so I have a fireplace, which is going to allow me to have some heat. And I used one of my skillets, and it was a done deal.
Wow. So you brought the old Wild West back to life. Oh, my goodness.
And I went into survival mode. Now, I did have an offer from a relative who lives in the area for me to drive
over to her home.
Yes. However, she's like 15 minutes from where I am, and I chose not to drive in those inclement conditions because there was ice everywhere. There was some snow, but there was a lot of ice on the road, and that just does not make for driving conditions to be very safe.
Dr. Amerson, I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and we have listeners all over the country and even outside of America who are tuned in and listening to you right now.
Yes.
I don't understand, what made this storm so gigantic that it caused such damage to Texas? Like, you know, we face storms all the time here, not by just making comparisons, you know, willy-nilly. But what was it that just made Texas so, you know, damaged and devastated?
Well, the main issue was the agency that was over the electrical system. They decided they were going to stop electricity in certain areas and do a control rolling type of electricity throughout the state, which did not occur. So initially they told us they were going to have like shut off the electricity for between 15 minutes to 45 minutes so that it would not overload the electrical system.
Okay.
Well, that didn't happen. So a lot of people lost power for, you know, some days, some people the entire week. They had no electricity.
Wow.
So
this was very unbelievable.
Yes. And then there's more. So at my home, that's what occurred as far as the survival there. At my business, I had two of my pipes that burst in my business. Completely flooded my entire office.
Unreal.
So I had to, so we had to do the cleanup of all that water, and there was so much water throughout my entire business. But my landlord, I have a wonderful landlord, that we were able to extract it very quickly. The pipes, we were able to get those repaired, and so now I'm still in the cleanup process and trying to get up and running, but I will be temporarily closed for several weeks.
Oh, so you, wow. See, this
is
where
it's
unreal.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And is it the state senator who was caught on camera trying to take a trip to Mexico that's all over the news? I said, the senator, elected senator, I was just in shock.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Ted Cruz, yes.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just floored by this story. And and believe it or not, as of this day, the story's not going away. They are keeping him on the hot seat on this one.
Yes, he's in the
hot seat. He's definitely in the hot seat and in hot water, literally, because I'm just blown away. And then, you know, blaming it on the kids. I mean, it's just, the story just is horrible from every which way. It's like the worst decision ever.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of bad decisions, Dr. Amerson, and for you guys just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I have just a wonderful old friend who you feel like just like a warm blanket, Dr. Amerson. You've been with us. You're so full of knowledge about hair loss and just so successful at what you do, and we just so appreciate you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've listened to you for many years, and so real excited to have you with us this morning. And just remind everybody, you were the very first board-certified trichologist in the western part of the United States of America. How does that make you feel?
You know, it's wonderful. It feels wonderful to to have inspired other, you know, other trichologists who would like to get into the field and see that there's a need, because there's definitely a need for consumers to get help with their problems. So I'm very, very honored.
Well, we are the true beneficiaries of this amazing experience that you have, and we're very grateful here at the show. Now, I have to say, I was about to lead into one of the biggest stories that is in you talk about abuse. You talk about maybe some way that, that women are under such pressures to keep, you know, to maintain and use different products and this and that, and just not being all that aware. And even if you are aware, but maybe not realizing that your hair, to me, I've always learned, the very first thing I learned, you know, 3 decades ago, if not longer, is that your hair is so precious. It's precious. So that's what I always learned. And anything that's precious, you need to take care of it. That's my opinion about it. But I want to come to the professional. We've got you on here. So Dr. Emerson, what can you say? You've heard about the Gorilla Glue Girl. I'm sure everybody in America has heard about this lady. So what do you say? What's your take on the situation?
You know, I had reached out to her to try to assist her even before she, you know, was contacted by the surgeon.
Yeah.
But and the first thing I said was, there's got to be a compound that they need to find out what is the compound that's going to break down the active ingredient in that glue.
Yes.
And that's exactly what the doctor did.
Exactly.
But she definitely was very, very image conscientious, and she made a very bad choice, very, very bad choice. And even after the surgery, I've noticed in less than a week, you know, she got her hair cut, and she has another style, not thinking.
I saw
her scalp is still not healthy. She needs to allow her scalp to heal. And I would absolutely love to analyze the scalp. I have reached out to her numerous times. I would love to analyze her scalp just to see what the overall health looks like.
Yes, because I believe she's going to need, you know, I think if I were in that situation, I think I would have a trichologist would be my best friend.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I would even want to put anything in my, I would be scared to death putting things in my hair.
Yeah.
If I just really would.
Yeah.
I would literally have some version of PTSD or whatever they call it, because to me, this, you know, if this was huge, and really it signifies something, I think it means something that this story has gripped so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I have to admit, at first I did get a chuckle from it before I knew all the stories and the factors and things. But I had no idea until I really delved into it what was going on here. And then I realized that we have a beautiful young lady who just really made a poor decision. And even if we know nothing else, haven't we all made bad decisions at some point in our lives? Haven't we all looked to have somebody say, now, maybe not this drastic.
No.
Because to me, when I saw, and she, from what everybody understands, and even from her own mouth, as we've heard in some of these videos, she knew exactly what she was doing. She made that decision. But and when I did my research, to be honest with you, the can of both of the can, you know, the sprays, the descriptions somewhat, in my opinion, were similar. Now, I'm not saying she misunderstood, took one for the other or whatever, you know, by mistake. She did. I don't think she reached and just grabbed the wrong can. But the descriptions, if you are thinking that you're desperate and something says, you know, it's going to hold things in place, and you've used it. She admitted she's used it around the house. You know, and she thought that that would be real good. She was just going to come home and wash it out. It doesn't quite work like that, as she found out.
No.
And,
Mm-hmm. Totally different chemical. Some things you do not use on your hair. No, that's one of them.
Yeah, it's still because it's like it's hard to process for us. It really is. That's probably why the story just, you know, has so many legs to it, because it is very difficult for us to put ourselves in that situation. It is. But, you know, but there are a lot of women who are looking, and men. It's not just the women. It's all of us. That I think from time to time we may think that we could just substitute products. And see, when I looked at this spray, the Gorilla Glue, in my opinion, and I just, again, being very positive about this company, because I don't know, you know, the company has been upright and in my opinion. But when I saw that they tell you exactly the uses, the proper use, and have pictures on their product, as if you couldn't still figure it out by the words. So I couldn't see where it's anything that you could lay blame to these people, in my opinion. So, you know, that's all. But she seems like a lovely young woman who just made a poor decision. And she has, and in my opinion, I believe she's paid the price, because the internet can really make you regret coming and putting it out there. And, you know, so we wish her well. And the doctor, the surgeon who has, he's a friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we're going to shout out Dr. Obeng. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there. He's been featured on our broadcast, and he really and explained exactly what you just said and broke it all down for us and all of that. So we certainly wish her well and wish him well. And I love that she has tried to help his charity by donating the funds that she raised to his charity. And he deals with, you know, folks with the disfigurements and all of these things. I mean, really heavy stuff for me. I could barely, like, make it through his site. You know, I'm not a doctor, so I could barely do. But I just love his personality and his, what is that, where that folks are always looking to help others. Like yourself, Dr. Emerson, not unlike you. So real good stuff out there.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, so I just had to get it out there. Now, we started to talk about folks who are looking to embark upon a career in trichology. And so a lot of folks, again, not all, and I want to make this clear, because if you're not in the hair or beauty industry, you may not realize that hairstylists are not necessarily all that familiar with trichologists to begin with, but they are not trichologists just because they're a hairstylist. Can you explain all of that, Dr. Emerson, because that's an important point.
Absolutely, absolutely. In the field of trichology, okay, so there are different levels now that is available. When I first looked into this particular expertise, there was only one option, which was to become a certified or board certified trichologist. Yeah. So now I want your listening audience to know that there is a level which includes the hair loss practitioner.
Yes.
And then there's the certified trichologist, and then there's a board certified trichologist. So there are different levels. And I could use nursing as another example. There are different levels in nursing. So you have the CNA, and then you have the LVN, then you have
the registered
CNA,
the
registered, and then you have the nurse practitioner. So
that's right.
Just to give a comparison,
and I got to shout out nurses, because my mom was an LPN. She was a licensed practical nurse back in the old days. I have to shout out the first, you know, the first responders who are doing so much during this pandemic time.
Absolutely.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Absolutely.
So, wow. So, okay, so the different levels of...
So there are different levels, different levels, and you must go to school. You must attend a reputable school which has the program intact in order for you to take your profession to the next level. So a person must be a licensed cosmetologist or barber. and they must enroll in a school. So just because you hear the term trichologist, that does not mean that a person may have the credentials in order to assist you. And as you had mentioned earlier, Carrie, you know, some people are using the term very loosely now.
Yes.
And they may have been dealing with hair loss clients when when they do different types of wigs or different types of hair covering. It's totally different. It's totally different. So they're covering up the problem, whereas a trichologist is trying to find out what has caused the problem and is there a resolution to the problem.
Absolutely. What I love about this, I remember decades ago, and when I first kind of got into and doing the hair radio show, I remember going to live events like Bronner Brothers and other shows, even like my own Hair Nation Expo out there years ago, long before, you know, I embarked upon doing live events for the hair community. I remember mentioning the word trichology, and this professionals, the hairstylists, had no idea what I was talking about at the time. I remember that very well. And to see it come to where this, and I'm like, hold it. So, you know, so I love what you said about getting the credentials. And the other aspect, Dr. Amanda Emerson, if you would be kind enough to explain the difference, because then we have to toss in the dermatologist. So how does the dermatologist, we got the hairstylist, we got the dermatologist, and of course we have the trichologist. So how does all this work?
Well, there's a specialist for every part of the body. So with the trichologist, it's a hair and scalp expert. Even though we do network with other professionals. So, for example, if a person is having a scalp infection, that's beyond our realm. So we will refer them to a dermatologist or the medical doctor for that. And then if a person is having a foot issue, they go to a podiatrist. That's not our issue.
And I got to shout out, our big sponsor is Dr. Yolanda Raglan, who is a podiatrist out there, and she does Fix Your Feet. They're hearing all the FixYourFeet.com commercials on our show today, so I just had to, she would never forgive me if I didn't mention that. So go,
So absolutely. So we refer, you know, our individuals, some clients need referrals for different issues that they're going through, even a psychologist, even a psychiatrist for certain conditions. There's a condition known as trichotillomania, where a person pulls out their own scalp hair. This is self-inflicted. So the underlying cause must be dealt with by a professional, by a psychiatrist. Now, we can only help externally, but working together is how that person will get the maximum healing that they need. And that's the main agenda that I take under consideration.
Absolutely. And I love what you just said, working together, because, you know, I've had a lot of folks on the Hair Radio Morning Show over the years, and some come, and there's almost a confrontational attitude towards the dermatologist. And I've, you know, it's either us or them kind of thing, you know, not all, because we've had some amazing psychologists on as well, who certainly that's not what they subscribe to. But it's important that, that's why I love what you said, it's a team, and even for their stylists, everybody is on the same team, right?
Right.
Awesome. Well, now I've got to turn to your company. I want to talk about Dr. Linda Emerson. You have products. You have your own place out there to assist folks with hair loss. Please talk to us about your amazing business, Dr. Emerson.
Absolutely. So I have had my clinic now for 40 years.
And I
love, again, I love what I do, servicing men, women, and children who have issues with alopecia, scalp disorder conditions. We also offer different types of treatment therapies that are non-invasive. We've been very successful with transforming the lives of many consumers. We also incorporate two microscopes during the analysis. So we use a polarized microscope as well as a tricholoscope. So this is, again, we're using hair science to see what actually is deficient or lacking within the internal structure of the hair bulb and the hair string that will help with that transformation. And then
wow.
We also have our own exclusive product line. We have a manufacturing facility in Texas who manufactures our products. They have done a wonderful job with our own formula. And then we also love to give back. We host an annual scholarship. And
wow,
this
wow.
is for a young person who has been diagnosed with alopecia between the ages of 16 through 19 is our niche market. So either they're about to graduate from high school or are currently in the first or second year of college.
Sure, yes.
So we give a monetary scholarship to them to help them with their education. They must be pursuing a continuing education, either college or a trade school of some kind.
That is awesome. That's
yes,
awesome.
Thank you. So we are in our eighth year, and we're asking the public to help us spread the word. The deadline is May 31st. We will announce our winner in June, and we will do the advertisement from June through September. And in September is National Alopecia Awareness Month, and that is when we will give our annual scholarship.
I am loving it, and I'm hoping that you will continue to, you know, keep us abreast here on the air. We're going to be having to check in with you on this. I think this
yes.
is incredible. And
thank you.
So beneficial for the community. So really good stuff in the students. Because, you know, we want to put our best foot forward with these, you know, these young folks who are going to help just make such a difference in, you know, in with the lives of the folks out there. So good stuff. Well,
yeah.
I'm excited. Now, I don't
yeah.
know if we mentioned the name of your clinic. Yeah, share with everybody the name and how we
yes.
can find out more information.
It is LA's Hair and Scalp Clinic. We do have a website, which is hairandscalpessentials.com, hairandscalpessentials.com. Please tune in to our podcast, which is on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. as Dr. Amerson, and we're on dfwiradio.com. We are on all other social medias. You can find us on LinkedIn, on Twitter. We are also on Facebook. We have four different pages, but on Facebook we have a radio page, which is Ask the Hair and Scalp Doctor. We have our business page, which is Hair and Scalp Essentials. And then we have a group page all about hair and scalp issues. And then our other personal page is Linda Amerson. So please connect with us on our website. Oh, let me not forget my YouTube channel. We have a YouTube channel.
Oh, Dr. Amerson, you've left no stone unturned. What is your YouTube channel? I love it.
Yes, thank you. So our YouTube channel is, just pull up Dr. Linda Amerson, put that in, and I will come right up. And you can look at some of our videos, our testimonials. On our website, we have a long list of testimonials we have received throughout the years, global testimonials. You can read about our magazines. We're journalists for over 74 national magazine publications. So some of you may have read some of our articles and did not realize that I had written those particular articles. Yes.
We are just loving it. And you know what? We're going to continue with these discussions, and we're not waiting 7 more years. We're not waiting. That's not going to happen. We're going to stay involved and on top. And I've got to let the listeners know, and maybe because, you know, we always run back to your amazing original interview here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, which we're going to get on at some point, either before this or after this today for our listeners. But it just, it just reminds me that we have to really, you know, reach out and stay involved on a regular basis. I follow you, and you've got many followers of your own, of course. But I got to remember that, you know, we got to keep you sharing everything with everybody else in our audience. So I want to make certain and stay on top of that. Well, Dr. Emerson, is there anybody, before we close out today, that you'd like to shout out to? Or any last thoughts?
Anyone I'd like to shout out to? I'll shout out to two of my professors in trichology, Dr. Tariq Majoon and Dr. Sandra Baldy. Just to your listening audience, thank you so much for tuning in today. And just please take care of your health during this pandemic that we're going through. Wear your face mask. Please wash your hands and take all of the precautionary measures that the CDC and other health professionals are recommending, and that's how we're going to come out of this positively, because it is just unreal that to date we have, what, over 500,000 people that have lost their lives. Please take care of yourself and your families, and take your supplement, and that will be my final thought today.
Well, that is just perfect, and there's nothing for me to add to that. Okay, I have to say, Dr. Linda Emerson, again, we just adore you and appreciate you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you so much for keeping us informed and on all that you're doing.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Got it. All right. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
Stay with me.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today. Actually, I've known her for quite a while, and I think this is the very, very first time joining us on the broadcast. It is my great honor and sincere pleasure to welcome to the show Miss Asia Good. Good morning, Asia.
Good morning.
Yes, it is so nice to have you finally on our broadcast.
Yes.
And it is just wonderful because let me just make it clear to everybody. The Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and community. It really is. And so you fit right into those categories this morning. And being a young person out there in business, I'm so excited to really talk about it because I don't think we've covered the subject of realty so much, but I think it's so incredibly important right now, especially with folks looking and with the way that things are going on out here in the world. People are looking for how to get a properties and rent spaces and all that wonderful good stuff. So I can't wait to hear everything you have to say today. So very nice.
Yes, exactly. So it's funny. I got into real estate during the pandemic. I was twiddling my thumbs. I was finishing up college because I did go to school for public health. And I said,
yeah,
I need to do something if this doesn't work out. And, you know, it is my dream to own a house myself. So I was like, let me be an educated consumer and go to school for real estate. So that's how I ended up in real estate.
Wow.
For myself and also to educate the masses because, you know, when you do have that certain knowledge, it does make a difference and it does impact how you are purchasing or renting out a property.
Now that is it. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
No, I'm just going to say that's why I became, most importantly, an NJ realtor because there's a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. So I belong to an association.
Wow. That's incredible. And so it sounds to me like you really enjoy it. And that's a surprise,
yes.
Huh?
Yes. It's fun being able to help someone gain information. Not even if they do, like, if they don't want to purchase right now, at least they know what to look for and what is coming up so they wouldn't be ambushed with the sudden spontaneous transaction of buying a house because, you know, there is a process to everything.
And that's a big decision. But it is good that people consider buying versus renting. Is that right?
Yes, because, you know, the way the market is now, there's not much inventory, so sellers are trying to sell either for their best interest or just for monetary gain, and you have to be cautious of what you are spending your money on, and sometimes high rent, believe it or not, is equivalent to someone's house, and if you're paying $2,000 plus in rent in New Jersey, you're probably paying someone's mortgage on a $300,000 house.
Wow.
So
that is
crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that folks are spending so much. And that brings up a good point. Now, you're located in New Jersey, and we have listeners from everywhere. But what are some of the tips that anybody can think of that they should consider when looking for property of rental and or purchasing? Any ideas that come to mind?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, if taxes is a big deal, you have to be mindful of what area you are moving into New Jersey because every town and city has their own taxes. So if taxes is something that you are worried about, you have to be mindful of that. And then also, you know, due to the sudden shift in climate, you want to be aware of what's a flood zone. I know that the FEMA released that they are changing their flood insurance rates, and it differs from those who are grandfathered from their previous insurance policies. So those are things to consider.
Well, now, this sounds like a lot for the average person to keep track of. Is it as complicated as it sounds, or
is it that that's what your job is, to break it down for us?
Well, honestly, if anyone were to hire a realtor or a real estate agent, it's just to make the transaction smooth for the consumer, for the buyer and the seller, because, you know, we're the person that's going to make all the necessary moves for it not to be a nightmare. I know at the brokerage I'm at, it's our responsibility to do our 100% best always. And if that goes along the lines as sitting in for inspections or getting appraisals done for you, we will do that. That's no problem. I'm trained for that. So those things that might fluster a consumer, look into hiring a real estate agent, because they really know what's going on in the market, who to talk to, what direction to lead you in terms of even finding a real estate attorney, appraiser, home inspector, just obtaining your occupancy to live. So, you know, those are things that can be done by a real estate agent.
Wow. I have to say, goodness, you are really on top of it. You are just killing it. You are. I'm so very happy. Well, listen, I just also want to take a moment to say, you know, and I have to, in full disclosure, Asia is just someone I've known. Asia, I just have to let everybody know, I've known you since you were just a little tiny little girl down in New Jersey. So it's just remarkable. My dearest friend in the whole wide world was Asia's dad, Theo, and God rest his soul, who would just be ridiculously proud of everything that you have accomplished. And you have an amazing family. And I was going to ask you, because balancing a family, that's not easy with business. How do you do it?
Honestly,
you have an entire
family. I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
wow.
You know, just to piggyback off of mentioning my father, I learned being a hustler from him. He made it seem like parenting and working multiple jobs was just normal. So I probably get it from him, but with the help of a planner, and then, you know, the Google Calendar, those are my best friends.
Well, I hear you, and I can certainly echo that. I tell you, I was just thinking about Theo because, you know, I talk often about being a flight attendant or being in the airlines, and I have to let folks know, I would have never, ever, ever, ever made that decision. I didn't even want to be a flight attendant, but your dad talked me into it, and that's how I became a flight attendant. He encouraged me to do so, and that's how I ended up, and which was a big thing, and staying with the airline. So, you know, great memories, and it's so nice to see all of that come to full fruition through his offspring. So, just great job. I'm very impressed with two wonderful little girls of your own at this point, and you're just doing some amazing things. And so a great husband, and you just got the whole family thing sewn up. So listen, back
you.
To this realty. I am just blown away. So folks, down in New Jersey, of course, Asia's out there doing her business thing. So we're going to encourage, of course, if you want to contact Asia. Now, are you on, like, social media and all that kind of stuff for folks?
Yes.
With your business?
Yes,
okay, well, tell folks how they can connect with you and all that good stuff.
Okay, the easy way to find me is through Instagram. If everyone is Instagram savvy, I am at Asia.NJ.Real Estate. That's on Instagram, and then my email is AsiaGoode, AsiaGoode, at srnjtean.com. So that's AsiaGoode@realty.com.
And you can, of course, contact us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with Asia. And so just again, real proud of you and all that you are accomplishing. And we're going to remind folks from time to time who are looking for, you know, different spaces and things of that nature to check in, check you out. So, Asia, anybody you want to shout out to before we say goodbye this morning?
No, I guess shout out to you for convincing me to come on. You know, I didn't expect an interview from this. And, you know, also the brokers that I work for, you know, Signature Realty, are located in Summit, New Jersey. So.
Yeah. And to your incredible family for supporting you, of course.
Yes.
That
yes,
goes without saying. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Asia, for being my guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You did an awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go this morning. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's movie talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details. All right, it's mid-show. It's our show number 757. It's Thursday morning, September 15th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York, and I am bringing to the line my co-host, I'm going to say superstar co-host, an industry colleague. We're talking about the fabulous Nicole Marie, Queen of the Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy mid-show. Yes. Happy Thursday.
Yes. Yes. Happy Thursday. Throwback Thursday for all the fans out there.
Yes.
And a big welcome to our amazing fans over at Upscale Magazine Radio. Today, at Thursdays, we kind of toss in a bit of upscale programming. And today, we have big news. We have a great, great guest coming up in the Spotlight Hour. He is the brand new fashion editor for Upscale Magazine, and we're going to talk to him. He'll be with us live.
Wonderful. Looking forward to that.
About that. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot more with him in a little over a half hour or so. Just happy to have you guys with us. I've put together a special playlist for him that includes hits by Brandy, Alessia Cara, some of my favorite, Beyonce, some of my favorite folks. So I think we're going to have a great time.
Nice.
Plus, we want to find out so many things. He was just at Fashion Week We're going to find out all about that. I cannot wait. And so we've got a lot to say.
Great.
Nicole Marie, what
now,
I'm going to do
talking
is
about,
you
were talking about you were talking about a playlist, and you got me with Anita Baker, The Sweet Love. You got me this morning.
Oh, yeah, that was this morning. Yes, if you guys have been listening to the show, we kicked off a little bit. Well, I think we led in with Alessia Cara, but we went to, and she's the one that sings Beautiful, in case you guys have forgotten. That was another one of her hits called Stay. And then we came in with a wonderful Sweet Love classic. That's going back a bit.
Oh, yeah.
So we tossed it on for you guys out there who love Miss Anita Baker, and I'm one of those waving my hands. I'm one of those fans. So we put that on this morning. Hope you guys enjoyed it. We've got a few, we've got some things coming up on the playlist in the next hour or so, so you don't want to miss that. Coming up in just a few minutes, we've got Hopkins, Michael Hopkins joins us. We're going to chat with him what's coming up next week. And just kind of let's hang out a little bit on this Thursday morning. And, we've got a lot to get into, I have to really say. Of course, we've got Blue, who is on the way. You guys know her from Design Energy Candles. So we're going to find out what the scent of the day and so much more. So a lot to unpack here. Hey, I want you to kind of take it over, Nicole, because you... fill everybody in again. You covered some of the big stories yesterday, and I thought they were great the day before, I think. But you talked largely about the Queen of England as well as the incredible Shirley Ralph. Can you just remind everybody of those two big stories? And I'll check back in with you in just a minute. Thank you. Why don't you take it away, Nicole Marie. Take it away.
All right. Thank you, Carrie. Well, again, right now, the queen has started her period of lion state. There was a ceremony yesterday. The coffin traveled in a ceremonial procession from Buckingham Palace and was placed in the Palace of Westminster, where she will lie in state until Monday, when there will be the state funeral. Now, for the state funeral, there were invitations that were sent out to the different dignitaries, over 500, I believe, dignitaries and heads of states all over internationally that are invited to the state funeral. So yesterday, after the procession, after the ceremony, there were already 2 miles at least minimum, of mourners that were waiting in line to come through the Palace of Westminster to show their respects to the Queen. So for 24 hours every day until Monday, mourners are able to come through and proceed through to give their respects to the Queen. There's lots of security and so forth. And so, like I said, that will be going on until next Monday during the state funeral. Also, yesterday, talked about Shirley Ralph winning the Emmy and talked about her. Like I said, she showed up and she showed out, as well as there were several other African-American women that won and gave a shout out to them. Now, for today, my Girl Power Spotlight, if you have children, you are well aware of and familiar with Disney's movies. I know I am. I've seen them numerous times. Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid is scheduled to come out in May of 2023. The trailer came out over this past weekend on Walt Disney Studios, YouTube, and Twitter has been all abuzz since then. A young African-American actress, her name is Halle Bailey, is cast as Ariel. And, you know,
In the original animated film, Ariel is depicted as a white, red-headed woman. So Hallie represents little black and brown girls everywhere, and I'm so excited about this. Seeing diversity in Disney movies and other media is so, so important. It is necessary to have diverse casting in children's media. It's important for our children to see depiction in the media of characters or people that look like them. So young black and brown girls are so excited, and they definitely should be. The response is and has been over so many comments is, it looks like me. And the kids are so excited. And it just shows how important patience matters for our young black and brown boys and girls. It's just
Correct. So important.
And I'm so excited. I'm so excited about this movie.
Yeah, I think it's got to be said that everybody needs to be represented, black, brown, green, purple. We've got to be able to see, you've got to be able to see yourself. And that's what creates the future. So thank you, Nicole Marie, on the report today. Girl Power Report, okay. I'm shouting you out this morning.
Thank you.
So great job. Yeah, so I will be watching the coverage on the Queen. Shirley Ralph is still basking in all the glow from her incredible Emmy Award speech. That she killed it singing that song up there as if she was singing an old Negro spiritual. I mean, she went in. She really did. She really brought it home. I have to tell you, I'm still reeling from it. And her voice is still so strong. Remember, she was on stage as an original Dream Girl on Broadway many, many years ago.
Yes, she was.
It's been a long time.
She was.
So really, really excited.
Yes, that was 1981. Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
The Broadway musical for Dream
Girl.
Yes.
So,
and she's had just an amazing
career
just in, you know, movies, TV, Broadway. She's had an album and just amazing.
Yes. And so speaking of Dream Girls, they are big. I don't know if you remember, even those of you who saw the movie version of the play Dream Girls, I don't know if you remember seeing all the fashion that was in there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was beautiful. So, you know, the lead-in or the segue, that's a segue over to get a chance to mention our very special guest, who is the new Upscale Magazine fashion editor. And we are so excited to talk to him about what's going on in the world of fashion. So, it should be really good. I'm really looking forward to it.
So am I.
Yeah, so it's going to be really nice. Yeah, he's our guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And, this is going to be really nice. 8 a.m. in the spotlight. So what do you want to see and find out about fashion, Nicole Marie?
Well, definitely a fan of Upscale Magazine, and I'm definitely looking forward to just learning about just exactly what he does, the task that he carries out at Upscale Magazine, his role, and just
now,
how he
now,
impacts
the
community.
Just to remind guys, he's brand spanking new at the magazine. So, yeah, it might be more so what does he want his role to be more so? Because he's just getting started. So we're going to support all of his efforts here. He seems like a dynamic young man. I just am super, super hyped that Upscale has landed him.
because if they didn't land him, we would have here. We're one big family, so
exactly.
It's really great to share that thing, and I'm so happy. And we're going to talk to him. Yeah, we've got a lot to unpack with this gentleman, so I think we're going to have a good time. We really are. Oh, I got to put an S on there. Yes. So I'm really happy about that. And like I said, he is very well-deserving, very smart individual, and very talented. So this should be really good. So we're going to hear from him today,
right,
live in the show. He'll be with us for just a bit. You know, so I wanted to kind of start getting everybody on. We have Blue standing by. We've got Michael Hopkins in the wings, as they say in theater. So first, I want to talk about some top notes. I want to talk about some medium notes and all of that kind of stuff. You think we were talking about music, but no, we are not. We're talking about candles. The candle queen herself is joining us out of Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Blue. You are on with Carrie Hines.
Good morning,
you're on
Blue.
With Nicole Marie. Good morning to you. How are you, Blue?
Good morning. I am doing really, really good. Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning?
We are doing
great. How are you?
Yeah. We've been listening to the show and kind of always setting the mood, you know, for mid-show. When we get a chance to just come on in live. I led in this morning. I guess for those who have been tuned in to the entire broadcast, we led in this morning with a trichologist, Dr. Emerson, who is out from like Texas or what have you, and she was talking on the show. It was about literally about 200 shows ago that we did that. So it was so nice to have her to play it again. As she brought us up to speed on trichology.
Definitely enjoyed that.
So, yeah, it was really a great throwback for a moment. It is Thursday.
Right.
So, Blue, let's talk top notes. And I kind of like that phrase called top notes.
Yeah, you tickled me with that one this morning. You threw me by surprise with that one this morning.
Yes. Well, I love that. I love all of that. I love the candle talk. And for you guys, if today's your first time tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show, you may not know that each day about mid-show, we get Blue on, and she is down in the Jacksonville, Florida area. So we've got an entire crew of folks. None of us, I think, are in the same place, but it sounds like we're in the same studio, which we are. Through modern technology. And so I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and Blue, of course, is in Jacksonville, Florida, and our great co-host here, Nicole Marie, is in Water Valley, Mississippi.
Yes,
so really good crew. And we'll be joined by Mr. Spotsylvania himself, Virginia, that is Michael Hopkins, who's the host of the Let's Talk Radio Show in just a bit. Turning back to Blue, you've got to tell us, each day Blue gives us a scent of the day, and she's covered a few scents, and tomorrow she's doing a review of the scents. She may not know, but yes, Blue, we're going to put you on the hot seat tomorrow.
You have taught me, tell you that. I had to start writing them down myself, Mr. Hines, thank you. No. I got caught off one time, not twice now, but I did write it down this time. Thanks to you, you know, giving me the 411. You know, I'm new to this, so, you know.
Well, you're doing a great job. Listen, Blue, you're doing a great job.
Yes, definitely.
I love the candle talk, and I do too.
Thank you.
I look forward to it.
Yes, I do too.
Every day.
Yeah,
we really do.
Well,
it's a great
Thank you.
Yeah, well, what you're really doing is uplifting everybody's spirits. And so that makes everybody feel great. So we love looking forward to you. We know when it's Blue time, when it's time for the candle talk, we're going to get something special. And I know that today is no exception. So what is the scent for today?
Well, I'm definitely going to stay on the fruity trail today because we've been on fruits all week, but I'm still, hey, this is a wonderful, wonderful fall festival favorite. So I'm going to lead today off with a little caramel apple. And you know, caramel apple is a fall festival
favorite. You really now, with it. That's my super favorite,
Love the green apple.
This iconic fall festival favorite is a sweet apple treat, a strong and true version of a classic autumn scent. Caramel apple fragrance oil combines notes of apple with sweet caramel and apple cider. Now, let's get to the top note. The top note is apple. The middle note is caramel apple cider. And the base note is caramelized sugar, spice, and pink sugar. So, with this tasty, tasty, tasty treat, you're going to get that caramelized sugar and spice. That will be looking for the real thing
right now. And
So am I. I can envision it right now.
I can see it. I can taste it.
We can smell it.
That one of caramel apple.
We love, I mean, as a child, my favorite things in the whole world were something that was probably not so great for your teeth. It was called a candy apple. And I used to have the red candy apples. And then one day I got a caramel covered green apple. And that was it for me.
Oh, wow.
I just couldn't get enough of that flavor. And to this day, it's still my super, super favorite. The red ones, I hated because they were hard as a rock.
I love the green as well.
Yes, but the caramel one was soft and gooey on the outside and chewy on the inside. Yeah, so I love it. Caramel apple. What
takes me to
say?
The fall festivals every year. I'm waiting on it now to go get my caramel apple.
This is really great. Now, this is a scent that's available. All of these scents are available at Divine Energy Candles. Divine Energy has a luxury line of candles. They're not just smelling great. They're beautifully done. And I'm looking at one of Divine Energy's amazing candles right now. I'm actually holding it in my hand. Just beautiful. I look at it and smell it every day. It's just something, it's a great thing. I'm big into scents. I don't like going into places where there's my nose is compromised. So every morning I wake up. Am I right? Yeah. Every day I have to make sure the house is clean and the scent in the house has to smell
it's
fresh.
Pleasant.
And
yeah,
I like that. That's why I love Divine Energy Candles. And I'm listening out for your new commercial right here, Blue. Divine Energy Candles right here.
It's
so I'm
amazing.
Really excited about that.
Me too.
So just
amazing.
Yeah. So this is really good. Now, Blue, putting you on the spot, anything you're working on that's new for Divine Energy coming up soon that you want to share with everybody?
I'm working on a lot of things, actually. I got a lot of little projects going on. One of them is yours. But, however, I also have the Halloween coming up here in Jacksonville, Florida, in October the 23rd. And as I told you guys, I'm working
on... Remind everybody, though, what that is.
Halloween is our community pop-up market where people come from all over, and a lot of vendors come and set up and sell the things that they make and sell here. And I'm doing, like I told you, my candy corn candles, my orange, yellow, and white candles. I'm doing my blueberry candles. Those are like my specialty candles that I'll be doing.
Blueberry.
No, ghoulberry, like ghoul, you know.
Oh, ghoulberry, okay.
Yes,
G-H-O-U-L,
yes, ma'am.
Scary candle.
Yes, ghoulberry, yes. Yeah, we're creeping into October, that, you know, right there around Halloween, so I'm going to keep it real
festive for them, you know.
And the candle theme works well with that, with the Halloween and the Halloween in this case, because what happens is, you know, you could turn your lights off and the candles illuminate the room.
Right.
And they create that certain ambiance.
Sets the mood, yes.
Absolutely. Sets the mood. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And we're going to have to, you know, as we get closer to that date, we're going to have you to keep talking about it and come back and tell us all about it. We'll share some of the pictures and
looking forward
all
to
of
hearing
this.
About
we're
it.
So excited. Yeah.
I
it's
sure
always
will.
A good thing.
I sure will.
DivineEnergyCandles.com. You guys need to check out the site. Blue does an amazing job. She's quite passionate. You guys hear it every day. That she brings it. You literally bring it, and you top yourself every day, which I don't know how that's even possible, but you really do. You top yourself. You really do with these candlesticks and the candle of the day. You don't want to miss finding out what the candle of the day is, and you guys need to order that. So really, really good stuff. All right, Blue, I'm impressed. 10s across the board for Blue. Is
Thank
that not
you.
Nice?
Thank you,
great job, Blue. Yeah, great job. All right. Well, listen, folks, we're going to keep the energy. This morning we are doing quite well here. We are bringing to the line the man who helps us to usher in Tuesday morning with all new Vet Talk radio shows at about 8:30 Eastern. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we have Dr. Courtney A. Hammond, who is the new fashion editor over at Upscale Magazine. He's going to be with us live co-hosting for the hour. So you don't want to miss that. I'm real excited. I'll be kicking off the interview with him. And then Nicole Marie, I know you usually join us about midpoint. And and then Michael will kind of bring up the rear with the last question. Michael always gets the last question on these great interviews. Okay, so... great stuff, Blue, DivineEnergyCandles.com. Michael Hopkins is in the house. Michael, good morning. You're on with Blue. You're on with Nicole Marie.
Good morning,
You're
Michael.
On with Cameron Hines.
Good morning.
And you are out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. My favorite
this is quite
city
true.
Spotsylvania.
Good morning.
All right.
Quite
well,
true.
Well, how are
beautiful.
You doing down there, Michael Hopkins? And
oh,
you've
it's
been
a
listening
beautiful,
to the whole show.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful sunny day. And I see Blue again has knocked it out the ballpark with these candles.
With these candles.
Yes.
Okay. She really has earned the title of candle queen. Yeah.
She's convinced me. I wasn't much of a candle aficionado. But I think I'm starting to become a professional candle person.
Well, I've already arrived. I love the blue. I love the Divine Energy candles particularly because they are a luxurious line. They're always something that's very, very uplifting and it's beautiful. This is not just your, you know, like here in Brooklyn, I'm at the bodegas and all of that, you know, corner store, you know, candle, you know, something that's just been thrown together. This is put together with talent.
It's a luxury candle.
Really good.
Oh, that
stuff.
Is, 100%. I am looking forward to going to her website and getting some of her candles. I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, Michael, did you eat those candy apple type things when you were a kid? Did you ever have the wonderful caramel apple kind? It was so good. And Philly,
I'm from Philadelphia, Carrie. I mean, that's another one of those institutions like cheesesteaks, hoagies, and pretzels with mustard on it. Back home, if you didn't eat any of that stuff, obviously you weren't from Philadelphia. One of those things, man.
This might be my all-time favorite, Blue. It might just be my all-time favorite. And you've really given me some good ones. So this is one that harkens back to happy times as a kid. So
Yay.
Thank you for
that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Back home. Growing up back home. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Blue just, she just brings it, Carrie.
I know.
Nicole Marie, she just brings it.
Mouth watering this morning. So I don't know how you're going to be able to switch back over to all the botanical type stuff you also have. You have all kinds of candle scents. So, but if anybody can do it, Blue can.
That's true. She rocks the house in the morning. She really does.
Exactly.
On a Hair Radio morning show, she rocks the house.
Absolutely. Well, what we're going to do, speaking of rocking the house, we're going to take a little tiny music break this morning, just a little bit of a music break, in preparation for our upcoming guest, Dr. Hammond. His name is Courtney Hammond, Dr. Courtney Hammond, with an S on the end, Dr. Hammond. He is a wonderful hair editor. Fashion editor. He is fashion. I'm hair. He's fashion. So we're so excited because he's now heading up that department over at Upscale Magazine. And so we're going to have him with us live in just a bit. So we're looking forward to it. Real excited about that. He'll be co-hosting for the hour. So we've got him for the whole hour. We're straightening out all that. We're going to find out what's happened this because they just wrapped up. I believe it was yesterday, Fashion Week, here in New York. So they do it twice a year. So he was there. I'm believing the Upscale editor, founder, you guys know Bernard Bronner. He's been our guest right now on the show as well.
Oh, yeah.
My boss over at Upscale. So he was there. They were all there. I was invited. Let me just say I didn't get a chance to get out there. But we're going to find out all that was happening there. And I'm excited to know. All right, so folks, let's take a little bit of that music break, and I'm gonna add one person to that playlist that we mentioned earlier. This is the one and only Janet Jackson. Talk about fashion. The song is one of my favorite summer songs of all time. It's called "Made for Now," so it's one of Janet's recent hits. In case you don't know the song, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh,
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Keri Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who'll be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Hi, I'm Keri Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Keripi Shampoo and Keripi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Keri Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Keripi Shampoo and Keripi Conditioner grows hair. Keri Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Keripi, and we thank you. Please register at Keripi.com and join our Keripi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Keri Hines. Thank you.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hines. Stay tuned.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday. It's our show number 757. It is September 15th of 2022. It's my great honor and pleasure to welcome you to our Spotlight Hour. That's usually our third hour if you're just joining us today and you may not be aware. So that's from 8 to 9 Eastern. Real happy to have you guys with us. Now, listen, I want to bring to the line this next gentleman. It's his very, very first time joining us on the air. There's a lot of firsts that we're going to talk about with him. I'm so excited because he's helping us to co-host for the next hour and to be guest co-host right here. And about 8:30 or so, we'll have Nicole Marie will be joining us back for her special brand that she wants to contribute this morning.
So first, let me, without any further delay, get this gentleman on. We've got a lot to unpack on the broadcast today. We're going to find out about the Fashion Week a little later this morning with him, so I'm really excited. I believe that they just wrapped. We're going to get all of that, you know, cover all of that. Also, he's the brand new fashion editor for Upscale Magazine, and that's really exciting. We're going to kind of get all of that out there as well. Plus, I've got some fashion questions, so we've got a lot to talk about on top of a few surprises. So again, it's my great honor to welcome Dr. Courtney A. Hammond to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Good morning. Like they say, you haven't made it to, you made the Hair Radio. Well, you've made it to Hair Radio. Good morning,
oh,
Dr.
My goodness.
Hammond. Good morning.
Listen, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Yes. Well, we're happy to have you. So, and one of the first to have you as since you've been named the new fashion editor for Upscale Magazine. So let's talk about that. Let's start there. So Courtney, tell us, what has it been like since you've been named as the fashion editor? Tell us all about that.
Well, once, Carrie, thank you again for having me on this morning.
Absolutely.
It is an esteemed pleasure. It's been a whirlwind, and a whirlwind in an amazing way. And I say gone with the wind fabulous, as Miss Kenya Moore would say on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yes.
However,
and I love
you know,
her.
I do too. I do too. But celebrating 33 years of the ultimate experience with Upscale, I believe that my life has been upscaled to a greater level, being able to align with an amazing brand and one with longevity. And so, again, it's really been a whirlwind. In an amazing way, a phenomenal way, in a transformative way, and I'm so excited.
Absolutely. Now, what are you looking to bring to the Upscale Magazine, you know, that we've come to know and love? They've always been about fashion and beauty and all of that, but what's the special touch that Dr. Hammond is going to bring, that Courtney E. Hammond is going to bring to this?
Oh, my goodness, that's a tall order. Listen, and I am aware. One thing that I do know is that you can't come into an organization and make immediate changes, and that is not my goal. My goal is to really get involved, get in the trenches with people that have already been doing it, because, again, it's been in existence for over 33 years, so that's saying something in its own. But, you know, my personal mantra at the end of the day is to really walk in my authentic self and be able to bring a lot of the skill sets, resources, and all of that to the table. So, honestly, my goal is to continue to ride the wave of success, but to expand the Upscale fashion presence beyond print and digital. And what do I mean by expand? Is looking outside the four walls of print and even digital, and being present at events, meeting new emerging talent, thus. But with that said, it takes a community. So I do know it's not just me. It's going to be individuals such as yourself and others, Nigel, the editor, and the list goes on and on, where we really rally together as a team to really come up with the one consensus as a voice to create a new narrative about what the future of fashion is going to be. And honestly, I think that trend is going to be emerging creators. I love emerging designers. I love emerging creators because they're bringing something new to the table. Not to say those that have longevity do not, but I really want to put a spotlight on individuals that oftentimes don't get a platform. So that's my answer in short.
Okay. Well, I'm loving it. And I think that, and I love that you mentioned our Upscale family, because it's been just that for us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We have joined forces, so to speak, with this incredible magazine to develop the Upscale Magazine, radio.com, as you guys out there know, which runs 24/7. We're so excited about it. And you know, and for me, once I heard that you were coming to Upscale, I was so excited, as I shared with you. Yeah, I'm very excited to have you on board. And let me just tell everybody, I don't think it's a secret out there that doing the hair show for a quarter of a century, but doing the hair radio morning show, fashion has always loomed big and large. It's been the elephant in the room, so to speak, when talking about hair. Fashion goes with hair. And so it's always been something that I've always danced around. We've had, some folks every, 5 or 6 years or so, I'd have somebody, we've never been able to have someone so focused and so concentrated and so respected and revered from this particular area. So to have you when I heard you were coming, I was like, wow, this is fantastic for us. So this is really good. And I want to talk a little bit about your background first. And, now, folks out there, we will definitely get to all of the big wrap-up for Fashion Week. That's what we want to find out about this morning. I know you guys are waiting to hear about it. You will in just a bit. But first, we've got a few things to cover. We really do. So let's talk about it. So where are you based out of? Let's start there. Courtney, where are you based out of?
So home base is Atlanta. I am originally a Georgia boy, originally from Columbus, Georgia, but did a demi-tour stay in Berlin, Germany. However, I'm a global citizen, so my passport is always stamped and ready. I often travel to St. Lucia. I'll get to that in a moment, where I often travel 4 or 5 times out of the year for at least 2-3 weeks at a time to do some consultancy and work as well. But Atlanta is home base, which I love because it's also the headquarters of Upscale. So how apropos that I'm here. Atlanta is home base, and I'm so excited. This has been my training city and a developing city as well.
But it's nothing, apparently, for you to hop on a plane because you were just here in New York City. So
listen,
you know
I just came back.
I know. And I have to tell you, I'm so touched with all of this. And I just can't wait to hear all about your New York trip here. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. So, I would be remiss if I don't talk about how you were encouraged, how you got your start. Because that's important. There are a lot of little boys and girls who are listening to us today or will hear this interview. Or will hear this through their listening with their parents and so forth. So we've got to talk about this. How did you get your start? Where did this whole thing about fashion come from? Because I know when I got into the hair side, so to speak. So how did you get your start in the world of fashion?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so
I know that's a loaded question.
I know, but I'm going to try to make it very concise. However, I think there are some pivotal points that I think that are very warranted for me to say, because literally at this point, it's really been a testimony to where I'm at right now. So honestly, I did not begin my career in fashion. I began in the classroom as a special education teacher.
Wow.
I majored in special ed. I taught special education in Columbus, Georgia, where I'm from initially, and then Atlanta.
How was that experience?
I'm going to get into that. So I think, honestly, where I learned a lot of my patience, where I learned a lot of my organizational skills really came from that because, as we know, both of us come from a time frame where we really revered educators, right? On the posture of doctors, lawyers, all of that. But now it's kind of shifted and pivoted where people don't really revere educators as much as they should. Why am I mentioning that? It's because every educator that we've had really is, a part of the formula of who we are. So that said, I always wanted to be in fashion. My mother was a model. Both grandmothers were fashionable. And my two aunts, specifically on my mom's side, I call them my golden girls, my mom and my two aunts. So I was always around that. Yeah, I was always around it. They always, you know, afforded me the opportunity with, you know, going to boutiques and all those things and to the mall and wearing them nice garments. However, it's not about money for me. It was more so the experiences. So when I went to the Alabama State University, I have to say that I went in Montgomery, Alabama, historically black university. They did not have fashion. So I went the same route. I went to education. But here's a nugget. I always like to call them prescriptions, hence Dr. Hammonds. But a prescription would be for me is that even if you're not in the current posture where you want to be, that doesn't mean that you can't embrace the other side of your brain. And so what I did was I infused fashion and the creative arts on campus, and I got involved with like elite models at that time frame, which is still in existence today. So we did fashion shows, we did presentations. I was known for my attire on campus, even in high school was named best dressed, all of that. So literally going into fashion was not a surprise to family, friends, and even foes. They just understood that that was a part of my DNA. But very quickly, at, you know, teaching, I just knew that that was not a part of the final destination. And it's always important to rest in who's around you and write the vision and make it plain. So I wrote down when I was 10, and I do remember to this day that I wanted to be a business owner and I wanted to even be an editor of a magazine and all these different things. These are things that are on vision boards when I was 10. So that said,
wow.
2002, excuse me, I ended up becoming a strategic partner for a boutique where I joined, provided advisory support for a fast-growing multi-brand boutique called Europe Designs. How that ended up happening is through me getting my MBA, my business partner or class partner at that time frame, unbeknownst to myself, her and her husband were opening a high-end women's boutique in Phipps Plaza. So pause there, where it's important for me to mention Phipps Plaza because here in Atlanta, that's one of the more prestigious malls across from Lenox where you have your Gucci's, now Balenciaga, Saks, all of those. But right next to the store at that time frame was Lord & Taylor. I'm going back at this point, aging myself. But Lord & Taylor,
wow.
Right? And so we were right next door, so we got a lot of foot traffic. And at that time frame, one of the colleges here in Atlanta, Bodder College, was underneath Lord & Taylor. So I got a lot of traffic from a lot of creatives. So I did that, and, you know, at the store ended up closing after almost 3 years. I filed bankruptcy. That's a whole other story at some point. But then I ended up at Neiman Marcus as a sales associate. I started there in 2004, did an amazing job as a brand associate for a brand called Zotica. I love eyewear, and they were the parent company to Oliver Peoples, Gucci, Chanel eyewear. So I did that for a year and a half, and I loved it.
Just everybody, you know, tell everybody, what does, like, a brand associate, what might have been some of your duties, or what were some of your duties back then, Courtney? Just so that we can all know what...
So when you go, especially in the retail, high-end retail space specifically, so yes, I was a sales associate, but you had layered on the roles. So if I was to sell over my goal, I would get, you know, a different per diem. I would get additional products. That and so with that said, with my personality, not necessarily training, I end up being that go-to person for that role. So I made wonderful money.
You must have knocked it out of the box with your personality.
Listen.
We can all see it. Yeah.
Listen, I did well. I'm not going to
gloss over that nugget as you said.
Yeah. It was wonderful. But, you know, you come to an emphasis and you want to go to the next height. And I tried to quit, and they wouldn't let me. And I'm like, what part of quitting do you not understand? And so real story, you can't make this step up, and I'm a transition further. But honestly, I tried to quit. They gave me a 30-day sabbatical. And I took that as a sign that I was too good that they couldn't let me go. And yeah, not from an arrogant standpoint. But when you when you come to the table and you know your worth, sometimes you don't necessarily know it, but the others do. They can't necessarily let you go because you're an asset to them. So they gave me 30 days. And guess where I ended up going? To the Bahamas. Yeah. I went to the Bahamas for 30 days. And let's circle back. Europe Designs, where I worked with them from advisory support, more so now consulting, they reopened the boutique there. And that's where my previous business partners were from. I went over there, helped them reopen, restructure, came back to Atlanta, and literally 3 weeks later, I was hired at Neiman Marcus, the same place where I was the brand ambassador, really a sales associate, hired me as the assistant human resource manager. So I went from a special ed teacher to advisory support consultant for a boutique, filing bankruptcy, to end up becoming an assistant HR manager. And I was in that role for over 6 years at Neiman's. And it was a wonderful ride being able to hire, train, develop talent. A lot of people that were like me that came from smaller towns, didn't even know what that was. But they just knew that they had a place. So after that, I ended up becoming the department chair of the fashion program at the Art Institutes. And I did that for 8 years where I grew the program, even, you know, was awarded SETS accreditation for creating fashion design programs and ended up working with the Obama administration.
Really?
So I worked with, yes, I did. So I leveraged a partnership with a program called Skills for America's Future. It was an initiative launched under President Obama's administration where it was really to help young people in college settings develop those skill sets that are important when they want to go into retail space, but it's specifically in leadership. So the retailer that I worked with directly was Gap and all the brands under that. So you have your Gap, you have your Old
Navy. That's incredible,
So I did that and had graduates, and it was just amazing. And that's history. And so I did that, and I ended up being an editor of another magazine for 3 years, Hers Magazine, where I created three fashion issues and worked alongside with progressive journalism and featuring some influential image makers. So here I am today. Working with Upscale, but beyond that, I'm so excited, and there's so many other levels, and here I am today.
Yeah, I was just
going to
say, you're bringing all of that experience, just a myriad of experience and knowledge to your new role as the fashion editor with Upscale Magazine. And I've got to say, Upscale Magazine, listen, I looked through every issue, of course, of Upscale, and let me just tell you something. Even the older issues, just filled with beauty. With beauty. And I say, you've got your work cut out for you, Courtney.
I do.
You really do.
I do.
Yes. And just such great folks, too. I've loved working with them, and I just am so excited about the future and what's to come. So I want to talk a little bit more. We've got you for the hour, and we're going to get into a lot of this big fashion talk from Fashion Week. We want to find out about that. We heard that Bernard Bronner was in the house. We're going to talk about
that. He was in the house. He was.
Hey, I'm excited to get all the juice and the juicy details from that. You guys know Bernard Bronner is the man behind Upscale Magazine. He is our founder, my chief over there. And, of course, of the famous Bronner Brothers family. So we're going to talk all about that and real excited about all that's going on over there these days. Now, I also have to tell you, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, we try every so often to work in some fashion countdowns. So we're going to ask you, you know, we can't have you here and not talk about fashion today.
and who are some of the movers and shakers out there? And I know you run across a few we're going to get into as part of the coverage on the Fashion Week. But, you know, so I'm going to talk to you about some trends and all of that. First, I want to get on a song, give you a little bit of a break, give you a chance to, you know, get you some coffee, some water, and all that good stuff. We put together a little playlist for you this morning that
I have my own playlist. I'm really important.
Yes.
Okay.
you are. You are very important here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and Upscale Magazine Radio and Upscale Magazine and all that going on. And we just appreciate you so much. This is going to be really nice. Here is this wonderful, wonderful artist, and I really just love her music. We lost her some time ago, but she's got such a musical legacy, and we're talking about the incredible, incredible. Well, I'm just going to get this. It's called Stronger Than Me, and her name is Amy Winehouse. So we'll get her on. We've got Beyonce on tap as well and some other folks who are big fashion people of the day. And so take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. And we've got a lot more to get into this morning. Stay with us.
Can't wait. I'll be right here.
Just a beautiful girl. Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd, let's say 1,000 people, and I ask, how many here of Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? Who,
right.
What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Correct.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in 1905, and Madam C.J. Walker became a Poro agent, because that was the name of her college, Poro College. She built this beautiful building in St. Louis, Missouri, four stories high. It looks. I have an original book that people can get off Amazon if they go to parocollege.com. And Poro College, it's just very simple. The word, first word is four letters. Poro, P as in Paul, O as in ocean, R as in Ralph, O as in ocean, Poro, like P-O-R-O, college.com. And they'll see this building, and then they'll also see a booklet that she published back in 1926. And a part of my Black History collection, yeah, I have an original one of those 1926 booklets. There's very few of them around. And when you open up the booklet, the first thing you start looking at is how incredible this building is. It's like it's straight. If I just showed you a picture of some of the rooms, you would swear it's out of Wall Street, New York. And this particular building was a building where she trained up, as I mentioned, over 75,000 women entrepreneurs who she gave cash awards to for saving accounts or home purchases. She gave a diamond ring to them after 5 years of service. Her philanthropy toward them and toward others was legendary. This building is just an incredible place that she created for this. She owned a whole city block in Chicago. She paid, imagine this, 1926 alone, she paid over $40,000 in taxes. Just think about that.
Amazing.
One of the first
Amazing.
People in the entire state of Missouri to own a Rolls Royce. And
who was actually the very first self-made female African-American millionaire? Was Annie Malone, or was it, I mean, not that it, you know, is something we should, you know, compare on any level, but I'm just curious because I've always grown up thinking it was Madam C.J. Walker with all of her, you know, things and accomplishments.
Yeah, from all the research I've done, if I were a betting man, and I'm not a gambling man, but if I were, I'd bet the farm that Annie Malone was the first millionaire.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients. time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening, yes, to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is Thursday, September 15th of 2022. It's our show number 757. Show number 757 as we broadcast. Just so excited to have this gentleman with us. Dr. Courtney Hammonds, and he comes to us out of the Georgia area. He's been talking about fashion the whole show. He's been named the fashion editor now of Upscale Magazine. And we are so excited. We've got a lot to ask him about. And he's just kind of coming back, returning from the big New York Fashion Week. We're going to ask him all about that. Courtney Hammonds, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate
and thank
this.
You
we're
all
live.
For having me. Thank you.
Yeah, we're doing great. So before the little break there, wanted to kind of talk a little bit on trends and things like that, and some of the folks out there, some of the fashion influencers that are really, let's just have you tell it. Who are some of the folks that are really, making waves out there right now? And then I'm going to turn it over to our capable hands of Miss Nicole Marie. But what would you like to say about today's fashion industry?
Well, get ready, ladies and gents, for all things sartorial, all things ethereal, all things denim, and all things inspiration of the 90s. So I saw a lot of inspiration
love the 90s.
I do too, right? It almost makes me go back to my Aaliyah days. At the end, it's all about grunge, in my opinion. Grunge meets dynasty meets current.
That's
a lot.
Right? I love the 90s commercial here.
I love it. So we have a lot of bold colors. We have a lot of wonderful designers that are really making waves, and even with utilitarian elements. That I saw, low-rise cargo pants were in bold colors, fiery reds, empire yellows, orange, which is one of my favorite colors. But some of the standout fashion moments for me were current and established designers, and here go again, emerging designers. So some of those current staples in our household names now is we all know Sergio Hudson, dressing the former First Lady Michelle Obama at the last inauguration for President Biden. He has really expanded his reach. And guess what? He's from the Atlanta region. He graduated from Barter College. And so he did, and it's interesting, even when I had the boutique, he was a graduate at Barter at that time frame. And so I just love seeing his growth, his elevation, his continued refinement, and again, his even reach. Then we have Laquan Smith. Laquan is doing an amazing job with really setting a tone for what is future, what is now, what is current. We also have some other designers like Andre Landros. Andre is responsible for a lot of looks by Billy Porter. So very bold, very daring. You can just Google him and see a lot of those bold looks.
We're big fans of Billy Porter, of course, here in New York. He's bringing it with the fashion. I have to say he is a unique individual. If you don't know who Billy Porter is, you're missing out. You need to Google him right away. He's all over the place these days.
He's everywhere. And what I love about him, even in the last few years, Carrie, is that he's really stepped outside of his own comfort zone. And really, I always equated to wearing a suit sometimes that was too big. And I think he was wearing a suit that was too big that he is finally able to fit in a good way. And I don't mean that in an arrogant tone. I mean that right. in a literal, where he is really wearing some things that are bold, that are daring, that are eye-catching, yeah. but they fit his personality, what I love. And so
exactly.
it's not yeah. outside of the scope of anything that he's wearing. And so that goes back to the designers that he picks, because they, too, exactly. fit the mantra of who he is as an individual and others as well. What I also love, too, is that it's all things black for me. Listen, I am like Issa Rae. Listen, I'm celebrating
yes.
all things black. I am all-inclusive, all-celebratory, but
so
we're talking
refreshing.
About upscale. So
yes.
since we're talking
so
about
refreshing.
Upscale, we want to celebrate these wonderful individuals that look like us, brown, black and brown
exactly.
individuals that are really striving, making
again.
Some marks. Yeah, you know, and we're doing it. And so one of the other things
yeah.
that I really wanted to mention was Harlem's Fashion Row in LVMH. They kicked off Fashion Week with a ceremony honoring black creatives. And
really?
So the late, great Virgil Abloh Award was presented by LVMH to the incomparable actress and producer, here we go, Issa Rae. And so...
Wow.
What I love about Fashion Week is that it intertwines all industries, right? And so we
yeah.
all wear fashion. That's a unilateral language. And so we're able yeah. to wear, talk, and be in the same room because it's a conversation that is neutral. Sergio Hudson, as the individual that I just mentioned, he got the Luxury Women's Wear Designer, received the Designer of the Year Award, and it is truly an award that he deserves. Celebrity stylist Ade Samuel, whose fashion resume is long, but the most iconic is Miss Janet Jackson, If You're Nasty. Let's call it. She got the reward award for Icon of the Year. So at the end of the day, we have so many wonderful moments for Fashion Week. Because guess what? At the end of the day, it's back. It's bigger than ever. And because we are coming back from a pandemic. And
yeah.
That said, right. I'm so excited to be in it. This is a twice-a-year thing in New York,
right.
as we know it's in other fashion capitals as well. So who's to say that upscale won't be going to Paris, to Milan, and London,
exactly.
and all these other places very shortly? So that's a
exactly.
short snippet. I can't give you too much because we got to stay tuned because my full review will be in the next article. For I'm so excited.
I knew you were going there. I thought I could see you. You've got me beat, Courtney. You've got me beat. Okay. You have just joined us. You're listening to Hair Radio in the morning. Of course, the Hair Radio morning show, all new. We're still seeing all new, and it's literally our 757th episode today. So we're still all new, okay? Dr. Courtney Hammons, of course, is our guest today. We're real excited. He is the newly minted fashion editor for Upscale Magazine. We're so excited. We'll also have Courtney cover fashion for the Upscale Magazine radio bits here on the Hair Radio Morning Show and so much. We love your energy. We love what you have to say. You are right there in the middle of everything that's happening in the world of fashion, and we want to hear it first right here. So we appreciate you being a guest
You're
on the show
so welcome.
Today.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we're not letting you go quite yet. Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi, is with us now. I know she's been chomping at the bit to ask some questions to our fashion star today. So, Nicole Marie, I want to be the very first to introduce you to Dr. Courtney A. Hammons.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Dr. Courtney Hammons. How are you this
Good
morning?
Good morning. Listen, I am amazing. You make my day even better with your beautiful voice. So there you go. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank
nice?
You so much. It's so nice to meet you. And first, let me say welcome on your new position.
Yes.
Congratulations as the fashion editor for Upscale Magazine. So
Thank
excited
so
about
much.
That.
Thank you.
Yes,
I'm still pinching
yes.
myself, so I think it's real now, y'all. So I feel the pinch.
It's real. It is so, so real.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you have such a wide array of experience like you said, you started out as a special education teacher. I'm in education myself, so I'm always thinking about children and the students and so forth. So my question for you is, along the way, with your wide array of experience, have you had or do you currently have people that are interested in what you're doing? Have you had the opportunity to mentor along the way?
That's a wonderful question. So at the end of the day, I call myself a student of life. And if you're not always in the posture of learning, that means that you're not in the posture of growth. So for me, it's always important to reach back and pull individuals. One of my champions in fashion was Andre Leontali, who I was privileged to know. And what I loved about his posture, and more so in the latter portion of his years, was that he purposefully paused and rested in giving knowledge to individuals that really leaned in to get it from him. And sometimes it's not necessarily calling yourself a mentor or mentee. It's really attaching yourself to individuals that are greater than you and just being that student. So that said, yes, I always make it a point to educate. And prime example was this New York Fashion Week. It's interesting. You never know who you can impact and how that impact can really thrust someone to their greater purpose. So an example of that would be I had a gentleman that is a lawyer by trade, and he wants to get into fashion law. Who thought that was something? I knew that was a thing, but a lot of people don't. Fashion law, yes. Because if you really think about creatives, let's think about it. You have creatives, a lot of creatives just create, but they don't know the business side.
Right.
And like me, I told you when I was 23, I had to file bankruptcy. So if I had a team in place, or if I was taught beforehand what to do, what not to do, I probably would not have gone down that route. But sometimes we need to know, how do we trademark? How do we protect? And so all these things going through the creative space. So my point is, he ended up meeting me in New York. I took him to several shows with me, and that was an investment on his own time. But guess what? I took I sometimes take those things for granted, because I've gone to Fashion Weeks for almost 15 years and, you know, get an opportunity to meet and greet. But I realized, even through a text for him, that that was such a pivotal moment for him that is transformative. How dare I sit on an opportunity like that and not expand it? So that said, I created an opportunity called Life is a Runway, where that was 4 years ago that God dropped the nugget and said, why don't you create this opportunity that's curated and invite people that always DM you or email you and say they've never been to Fashion Week. So I created this platform for them. It started off with 10. That was a little much, so we got to pray about that. So I scaled it down to 3 or 4, and I give them a curated opportunity of 12 shows or even more where they sit front row with me, meet the designers, go backstage And I did that during this Fashion Week as well. And so
how does that go over with them? How was that received?
It was more inspirational for me than them. And I say that because to see a smile on someone's face and to know that you were right and to know that if you were a part of their purpose, And I also go back to, let me tell y'all this secret. Don't tell it, even though we're telling it to the world. over 12 years ago, almost 15, the first time that I went to Fashion Week in New York, it was with in Bryant Park. And as you know, Carrie, that was really the height, right? The creator of Fashion Week, Full Circle Life Moment. I've interviewed her several times, Fern Malice. I snuck into my first shows, y'all. I got on a plane. I dressed up in all my regalia. And I just went to New York and said, you know what? I am in this industry, and if I'm in it, I need to be around it. And from that, me sneaking into a show, that now is giving – now these designers are inviting me to their show. So that goes back to paying it forward and inviting individuals. And even going back to Fashion Week this time,
extending the olive branch to even outside of these people I don't know to people I do know. So two of the photographers that went with me never was able to shoot at Fashion Week. They shot with me. The current Miss Universe, St. Lucia, she walked in three shows that I got her in. Again, let me take the word out because I don't want to make it seem like it's just about me. It is a team effort, but let me do say this, that I'm very keen, I'm very aware that fashion is my ministry. And ministry is not always in the four walls of an institution. It's often in the marketplace. How can you reach people and tug on their hearts to show them that good people are still alive? I'm not doing it for the applause. I'm not doing it for the accolade. I'm doing it because someone didn't do it for me. And so it is my responsibility to really set a platform and a foundation and a framework of what this life is all about and to really change the narrative that fashion is not bad, fashion is not arrogant, fashion is not about the diva mentality. It's really any other industry where you have to work for what you get, but you also have to open doors and knock down some doors for people that probably don't have that opportunity.
Exactly. Right. It always chills me where fashion
Love
gets a bad rap, you know, being called the, you know, like you said, the word, the diva mentality.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
What folks see and some, you know, think, I should say, in some cases. And so making sure that you know, we put an end to that kind of talk and have great respect for these folks who've worked in most cases, in many cases, their whole lives in this industry. And
exactly.
We have great respect for the fashion folks who are part of whole fabric of Hair Radio. And we just love it. And now we're talking with the fashion editor. Of course, our guest today, Dr. Courtney A. Hammond, who is just going to be bringing it with the whole fashion element, being the editor now for fashion for Upscale Magazine. And again, they've been around for like 34 years. So, they've got quite the name. And they've got quite the name joining them. And as you guys have heard here on today's show, this gentleman is really going to bring it. So I'm
excited. I appreciate it.
So excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and we don't forget the fellas on fashion and, you know, some of the things that the guys are going to bring. I know the next issue of Upscale, I'm excited. They're going to be talking a lot about the guys and all of that. So lots of things that are unfolding right here for all of us. And so we'll take a little bit of a commercial break. We'll be right back more with Courtney A. Hammond this morning. And you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, Nicole Marie, Kara Hines. When we come back, I'm going to get on Michael. Michael, who is the wonderful host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, his name is Michael Hopkins. Michael comes to us out of a wonderful place, I should call it a beautiful place, called Spotsylvania, Virginia, that he tells us about every day. Beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, downtown. Michael Hopkins, again, the host of that talk, who joins us each day, kind of just been listening and kind of wants to ask a question to our wonderful, wonderful guest co-host, Dr. Courtney A. Hammond, this morning. So quick commercial break, then we're coming back with Michael Hopkins and his last question. So here we go. Stay with us. It's an all-new special on the top 10 fashion icons right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. A couture countdown featuring some of the best-known ladies in pop culture and beyond. And it's hosted by our very special contributor, Miss Mary Reed Johnson from Hair Head Heart. So tune in. It's airing now across Hair Radio platforms.
coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Oh, yes. All right, we're back live again. It's Thursday, September 15th of 2022. It's our show number 757. And, of course, I put on our fashion. We can't even say a word on fashion. Our guest today is a he is a fashion czar, literally. He is the fashion editor, newly named, over at the legendary Upscale magazine. And so when we talk that, we're just like, we can't even say the word fashion compared to this man's pedigree of in the fashion world. So, Courtney Hammonds, great to have you with us and Nicole. And so just so excited. And like I said, we love the 90s, too.
Yes.
We're big fans of the
1990s.
So, yeah, this is really great.
It's a pleasure chatting with
y'all.
Listen, I'm having a good time. I don't want to leave.
Oh, well, we don't want you to go, so stay right here. We've got Michael, speaking of staying right here, Michael came to host the Vet Talk radio show one day and never left. So he's out of Spotify. Michael, you've been listening to Dr. Courtney A. Hammonds. You've been listening to Nicole Marie and me, Kerry Hines out of Brooklyn. So what have you heard, Michael Hopkins?
Wow. You know, I don't know anything about the fashion world, but I think I just got an edumacation in the fashion world from Dr. Hammond. I mean, I didn't know anything about
most
it.
Definitely.
But over this last almost hour, I have gotten an education. And I did notice one thing that kind of piqued my interest. He said something about one of my favorite places in the whole wide world, Germany. Every time I hear that word... Yes. Dr. Courtney, does that sound right, Dr. Hammond? You said something about Germany.
Well, good and tall, Michael. Listen, yes, it does. Good and tall.
Yes.
It's interesting. I lived in Berlin for a demi to stay. My stepfather was in the army, and my mother modeled at the time. So, I think, actually, if I look back at it, and I'm glad you asked or even brought that up, is looking back at my career, my life, and even just where I am right now, I look back at that time frame, which was in the early 80s, when I was there, where the Cyndi Lauper era, the punk era, I was there when the wall was up.
Yeah.
So let me say that. I was in West Berlin. And so I really had an opportunity to experience multiple cultures and just the dichotomy of what the world really looked. And so my appreciation for fashion, I can say, started then and really cultivated who I am now, in addition to, clearly, my Golden Girls, my father, and, all of my relatives and friends as well.
And, Dr. Hammond, that was my question. My question was, what did you see, and you just about answered it for me, about the difference in the fashion in that era of Germany. And I was in Germany around that same time that you were in Germany. I was in Germany, and I know you've heard of a place called Bremerhaven, West Germany.
I do. Yes.
Everybody knows. Famous for, that's where your cars came in, and that's where I was stationed for 3 years.
The AutoZone,
I know.
Yes, and traveling.
Oh yeah, you've been. Oh yeah, oh yeah, and it's just the fashion back then was just something. Us as GIs, we wore those bland uniforms, the battle dress uniforms, camouflage. We stuck out like a sore thumb. But Dr. Hammond, I think you could solve that problem. Uh-oh. And you know what that problem is?
You know what? I think you're right, Michael Hopkins.
Right, on the fashion. Right. Because people, and I was thinking, people kind of laugh, I guess, with military uniforms, but they have a purpose, why they designed that way.
Michael,
and sometimes,
yeah,
I know I've gotten carried away. Yeah.
No, that's okay. We love everything. Now, Michael hosts his show on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 right here on our network for the Vet Talk Radio Show. So we're going to carry that combo right on over to your show, Michael.
Sounds
listen,
like a plan.
I just want to jump in. I got to thank
like
everybody today.
Show.
It was an incredible broadcast today for the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Wonderful.
And our outro says it doesn't end here. At 9 o'clock, we're going to have you guys to certainly check out upscalemagazineradio.com. We're going to get this very three-hour episode on a little later this morning. So they've got a whole bunch of other stuff over there, plus playing some classic shows and some recent episodes of the Hair Radio Show as well as some great music. And that playlist that we talked about earlier, you'll catch that over there. So listen, Courtney A. Hammond, we got to ask you, how can folks, is there a way that we can follow you or find you on social media? What can you share with us this morning?
I would love, and again, thank you all for the amazing opportunity just to kind of share,
absolutely,
talk, sip tea, and just take a deep dive into all things fashion and style. So how you can find me is very simple. My website is www.imdrka. So I'm drka.com. That is on all social media networks and on Instagram in particular. And I do respond. And I also have a consultancy that I started. You'll see that on my website. But, at the end of the day is Dr. Courtney A. Hammonds. And I specifically say the A because there are other Courtney Hammonds out there, but there's only one Courtney A. Hammonds. That's the only reason why I mentioned that. Because sometimes
we've been working the A in here and there, but we're going to do it all the time going forward.
And I appreciate it just from a branding perspective. But other than that, at the end of the day, when I look in the mirror, I am Courtney
we
all day.
We just love you. You listen to you. You go ahead, sir. Dr. Courtney A. Hammond, we appreciate him. He's the new fashion editor for Upscale Magazine. If you don't catch him on all those other ways, certainly touch base with us here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we will put you in touch with this incredible, mover and shaker in the fashion world. So it's been just an honor. We're going to give you the last word. Is there anybody that you want to shout out to this morning? Any last inspirational words of encouragement you want to leave us with, Courtney Hammond?
I would love to, again, I just celebrate every emerging talent, every existing talent, and anyone that has a dream. I'm truly an example that if you dare to be square in the round world, that someone will receive your gift and you don't have to change your authenticity. And when you walk in your trueness, trueness receives you with grace. So that said, continue to build, educate style. That is my mantra. Build people up from the inside out, educate them with the right tools, and clearly use fashion and style as a major platform. So I celebrate you, and I celebrate Upscale clearly, and thank you all for the opportunity.
You got it. Thanks so much. What a great show. Okay, here's our outro, everybody. Thanks again, Dr. Courtney A. Hammond, for being our guest on today's show. Here's the Hair Radio Morning Show outro. Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guest,